It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. Neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Doesn't feel like a beautiful day. I mean, it's a beautiful day here, but tragedies, deportations, mass shootings, murders, people targeted because of their country of origin, religion, skin color, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, type of job, hate upon hate upon hate. And Mr. Rogers talked about what to do when it was all going on, when there were tragedies. Do you remember what he said to do? He said to look for the helpers. And now I just don't want there to be any need of helpers in the face of hateful violence. Mr. Rogers didn't work that way, though. I started watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood just after I started watching television. There was a six-month period where I would watch The Beverly Hillbillies and I Love Lucy, but as soon as Mr. Rogers was first on Channel 11 in Chicago, I was hooked. I also watched Sesame Street, but I've always been partial to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I learned from Mr. Rogers. I learned that everyone is important. I learned that the way a person dresses or how much money they have doesn't make them special. Everyone is special because everyone is unique. I learned that it's possible to stop doing something you know is wrong. I learned that unconditional love really does exist. And today it seems like we're living in a world where disdain, hate, violence, and murder are present and close. But also hope and kindness and things that are pleasant are also here and nearby. Remember Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood of Make-Believe, where things are mostly pleasant, but not always. In the Neighborhood of Make-Believe, there were daily problems that needed to be addressed. Someone wasn't feeling needed. Someone was thinking that they're more important than everybody else. Someone had to do something, and then they did something, and they needed to say, I'm sorry for it. Or someone needed the help of others. Someone needed a friend. In the reading today, a lawyer showed that he understood what Jesus was trying to communicate, that we are to love God and to love our neighbor. But he needed clarification as to who our neighbor is. And Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan, one of the most read and most spoken about parables in the Bible. Who was the neighbor to the man who was beaten and robbed and left for dead? Was it the priest? Was it the Levite? Little side story here. Levites and priests both worked in the temple. Priests were Levites, but not all Levites had yet become priests. Levites who were not yet priests did all the other stuff. They were the elders, the deacons, the custodians, the assistants, the musicians, the movers, the Christian ed directors, the program directors, the office managers. They were all required by Scripture to do good deeds and to care for those who were hurt. That was their rules. But it was the Samaritan. It was the least likely person to do any good, according to the thoughts of those hearing the parable. The Samaritan was the outcast. The Samaritan was the opposite of a neighbor. To the world at the time, Jesus was the outcast who was reaching out with help to those who needed it. The religious system was turning a blind eye to the plight of the injured, to the sick, to the poor. So when Jesus talked about the Good Samaritan, words like that could get a person in trouble. And it did. But we still have the words. Ones that we easily recite, and then we pat ourselves on the back for being people who reach out to help others in need. But also we live with hate. It's part of how we operate too. We act out of fear for the other. We act out of a desire for revenge. We act out of the idea that some are less than others, and their rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are less important than ours. Instead, we could support one another in times of tragedy and stop playing games that demonize and marginalize others. See, God's neighborhood is one where everyone is important. God's neighborhood is one where the way a person dresses or how much money they have doesn't make them special. The fact that they are a child of God makes them special. God's neighborhood is where it's possible for one to stop doing something wrong. God's neighborhood is where unconditional love truly exists. But there's more. God's neighborhood is where there is true peace. Not peace that's only the absence of violence and guns and bombs and war. Not the peace that is brought on by surrender to a stronger force. Not the peace that comes from fear to step out of line or be punished. It's the kind of peace where all recognize, respect, attend to, and love one another. A just peace where we recognize the diversity of skin color, lifestyles, beliefs, gender, sexual orientation, religions, income, jobs, preferences, needs, and not just accept those things, but celebrate all of it in a true, just peace. Every person in creation is a part of God's neighborhood. Every person in creation is a child of God. Every person in creation is unconditionally loved by God. Every person. And you might be thinking, what about people who don't believe? Every person, no one's excluded. No prerequisites, love and care for all humankind. And Floyd, wherever Floyd is. At Peace Memorial Church, we have a part of God's neighborhood. It's a small part, and in our little part of the neighborhood, we do many things that are necessary for us to do as people in God's neighborhood. We reach out to others in need. We are friendly and welcoming. Well, to many, we are. I love our Peace Memorial family. We have so many wonderful, kind, giving people here. But sometimes there's something missing too. We're not always friendly. We're cordial, we're polite. But sometimes we don't have the kind of outdoing kindness that feels like inclusion, appreciation, and affirmation. Sometimes it feels like, this is my church, and I love to see my friends feel. Sometimes we act as if the church is our church, and unless it and anyone who attends, or whatever the way that works, meets all of our preferences or follows the rules we want, then it's just not right. So do we want to mirror in our little part of the neighborhood what God's neighborhood is like? Then we do need to actively reach out to all people. The outcast, the popular, the rich, the poor, the healthy, the sick, everyone. Not just the people who are here on Sunday. Not just the people who we would like to be here on Sunday. Not just the people that we're thinking of for the 140th anniversary coming up in 2026. Not just on the Sundays when we have cool decorations, although I think maybe we should just leave these up the rest of the summer. What do you think, Sam? Or did someone already want them? God's neighborhood is one where all are loved, all are cared for, all are attended to. I've said this phrase before, attended to before. There's a difference between or among attending to and welcoming. Welcoming is, hi, I'm in charge here and glad you're here in my place and I hope you feel welcome here. That's not bad. It's not terrible. Attending to is a side-by-side that says that we, the whole, are better because you're here. We are better because of everyone gathered. I may be the one up here talking, but we attend to one another, side by side, not out of power, not out of saying that, well, I keep the rules and you have to follow the rules and then we'll get along fine. But we care. We care for one another and we care for the rest of the world. Peace Memorial Church, we exist for the benefit of our non-members, also our members too. But we don't exist merely to gather here on Sundays. We exist to attend to our neighbor and to be attended to by our neighbor. And our neighbor is everyone. We learn that from Scripture. The kids learned it all week in Vacation Bible School because God is a friend who loves us. And God is a friend who we can trust. Let us all, not just as Peace Memorial Church, but as the church, as humankind together, let us be a friend who loves. And let us be a friend that all can trust.
Thanks, God.
Amen.